Good morning. The date is May 22nd, 2017. The time is 09:55 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, southern tier of upstate New York, where I live and reside on this Monday morning, a day off from the day job for me. So I'm out here on the back stone step porch with my Death Wish coffee, which is very tasty. God, I'm... The 1 pound bag is getting a little low. I got to see if I'm going to cut loose for another bag. It's about $18, $19 US a pound for that coffee. And I'm almost having this first bag. It's almost worth going out getting a second bag for that price. Anyway, I'm out here on the back stone step porch where it's looking out at the cornfield, which has been cut down of all the remaining little corn stalks from last year's grow. What do you call that? The last year's harvest, I guess. The remaining stalks that stick up about anywhere from 6 inches to a foot. They were all mowed down, so they're in preparation of plowing the cornfield out back here, which has been my playground here because currently, just to give you an idea, it's about 65 degrees Fahrenheit. We got cloudy, overcast. We're going to probably be getting some rains in, but I may be able to get some flights in. And what do I mean by that? Well, if you've been following my Twitter feed over there at Fireman Rich, you've been seeing some pictures that I have a little bit of a rig that I can get at altitude. And you can see from the audio art to this particular audio that that's a picture of the Susquehanna River. View of the Susquehanna River at altitude. That picture is taken probably at about 95 to 100 meters above where I reside at. And that's my view when I have a drone that has a 720p camera, I believe, is on the rig. The rig I have is a Hubson 507A drone, which has GPS capability as far and also waypoints. I'm still working on trying to figure out the waypoints, but I control it with my iPad mini, so I sort of have a glass cockpit in sense of controls. This is sort of a low end. It's not the high end that you see people fly, like the Phantom 3 drone, where our good friend Bernie Goldbach at Top Gold on all fine social networks is doing some very intriguing things now. Just before coming out here to do this audio, I was watching his scopes that he was doing. And one of them was an actual scoping while he was flying his Phantom 3 drone. Very impressed, Bernie, if you're listening to this audio. Very, very impressed, sir. That is quite the setup. It's just, I don't think I'm capable of doing mine because mine is a low end, very low end. But it does have GPS, which gives it a very good feature for me to control it out here on the field of corn soon to be. And my goal is, I guess, for the summer, maybe to have some video over there on my YouTube channel, which has been sitting idle, of flying the top of the cornfield out back. So it's going to be my summer hobby, flying this drone. And but at Top Gold, the Bernie there with his check out those scopes that he did. He has one also I saw yesterday when I was at the day job, come up on the timeline there on the Twitter feeds that I was monitoring, he has a scoping of the Rock of Cashold, which is, I thought, was outstanding, very outstanding footage there. So it shows the capability when you do have high-end drone flying, you can get some great footage. And I'm still impressed with that scope, Bernie. That was freaking unreal, man. I love that. But as of today, I think it was last week I got the drone. So I've got two batteries. It enables me anywhere from 8 to 10 minutes of flight time. I've been averaging about 8 minute flight times on a battery. So I got two batteries. I did buy an extra battery, which is good because I can get two flights in, and then I have to go recharge the batteries. And but as of today or yesterday, I did a couple flights yesterday. I've been doing some morning flights. I've been getting up early before going into the day job here the last few days there just to It seems like the morning time is the best time to fly that I see right now. I haven't done any flights yet because I sort of slept in this morning on my day off. But the point I'm getting to is I do have at least currently, as of this date, 16 flights and roughly 2 hours and 5 minutes of flight time. And in that 2 hours and 5 minutes of flight time, I can tell you I've dropped in some tall grass, about a foot and 2 foot of tall grass. I've dropped it down into, and I've hit the bottom as far as when it kicks into the, and most of the drones have this, it's an automatic return to home. And my control sticks, I guess it's the forward and backwards and turning on the axis there of the drone. There's some button to the left on my glass cockpit that has the return to home button. I accidentally hit that, and I think I went into, I was underneath the maple, and it started going at altitude, because it automatically shoots up to about 20, 30 meters and initiates its GPS to return home, even though it's about, I would say 3 or 4 meters away from the takeoff point, so, which is right here in front of the stone step porch, and then I sort of taxi it out to the cornfield there, in between the maple tree and the other bush off to the left here. I have done some launches over there close to the, I've got like a little stand, and I'll probably have to, I'm thinking about doing some scoping of that, just a matter of getting everything together and set up out there to do some droning, drone flights there. And the one thing I did yesterday, I guess on the two flights, there's an app that you use for this, for your glass cockpit. And I tried using it on my LG Ultimate phone, the app, and it didn't work. So Android is out right now. So that will probably be my camera rig, because the iPad mini, it's a little bit bigger and I can use it. I am looking at increasing my capability, probably by getting another drone probably in the next couple months. And it'll probably be, I'm looking at the Hubson 501 Advance, which has actual controls, and this thing can go probably a couple hundred meters away and a couple hundred meters at altitude. It's a little bit more advanced. It's still, I think, one or two notches below the Phantom 3, because the Phantom 3, they have that gimbal capability, which I think is a great capability. I'm looking at a rig possibly with that capability maybe next year. But the rig I have right now, the Hubson 507A, it's easily five steps below the Phantom 3 drone, but it's a good trainer as far as learning the concept of droning, because I'm going to be practicing, and I try and do this on every flight there, the basic horizontal transitional flying there as far as horizontal movement and control of it to make sure you have nothing around you and be careful of that, because I think that's a basic concept of flying, to watch what's around your 360 and make sure you have a good safe distance on your props. So I've been a little lucky. Four incidents with the props going up in the tree, and they automatically shut down. The props haven't been compromised. I know at Top Gold, Bernie Goldbach, he had some footage over on his Flickr account going over the incidents he had, as far as, and also some good information on ensuring that your props aren't compromised, because it'll compromise your flight capability and as such, that if you have some broken tips, you need to change them out. I've been lucky so far, and it's real great fun. I'm enjoying it, and I will keep you all updated. And like I said, the altitude, I've had a couple scary moments where I thought I lost it, lost the drone at altitude because of the signal. I'm pushing the limit, but my max altitude on this rig is easily 100 meters up. Thus, the audio art of the Susquehanna River, and running parallel, that's Route 17, Interstate 86 here in the southern tier of upstate New York. So that's about it, all I have right now. I will be uploading this on that program formerly known as Audioboo, Bumpers, and Voicebo as well. So you have all have a good one. Enjoy, live life, have fun. Ciao for now, and as always, peace.